This is David Perry, host of Liner Lore, talking to the one and only Mr. Ocean Liner himself, Mr. Bill Miller, from his home and maritime museum, I should say, overlooking the dock of the great liners themselves. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Bill, you know, I have known of your work for many years, and I have to say, meeting you on the deck of Crystal Symphony in 1998 was one of the great moments of my life. Tell me a little bit. How did you become Mr. Ocean Liner?
Well, I grew up in a place called Hoboken, New Jersey, famous for some singer. What was his name? Frank Sinatra. Well, my brother liked fire engines and never looked to the river, but I looked to the Hudson and used to see these great leading ladies, these ocean liners. The Hudson River was the stage. The setting was the New York City skyline. And these magnificent maritime queens would come by my house 50 years ago, pre-jet, when people sailed to Europe. And the Herald Tribune and the New York Times had ship schedules, so I could make my movements plotted by those schedules after school or on weekends, and sometimes you'd have eight liners sailing in a row like a maritime caravan.
Wow. Now, a lot of people have said that the golden age of liners is past, but would you say that's true, or you'd say we're into another golden age?
The golden age of liners has turned into the golden age of cruise ships. It's fabulous today. More people are traveling by sea than ever before. It's the best vacation you can ever have. Liners are more hotel-like. They're more creature-comfortable. Rock climbing walls, ice skating rinks, you name it, bowling alleys. Ships are better than ever.
So you're feeling very positive about the age of ships and going to sea.
They said in 1980 that the QE2 would be the last superliner ever built. She's now not even in the top 100. There are so many big ships. She's now like 110 in size.
You know, Bill, visiting you is always such a pleasure. And I understand that here, surrounded by just incredible artwork and memorabilia from all age of ocean travel, that this is your first podcast. Is that true? We're making history today?
We are making history, like the last sailing of the last three stacker. We're doing the first podcast today here in Sunny Sea Caucus with Mr. Ocean Liner.
And this, of course, is the official relaunch of your website. And what's the URL so everyone can tune in 24/7 to learn about the great age of liners?
Is this BillMillerAtSea.com?
It is indeed. BillMillerAtSea.com. You know, Bill, everyone has a favorite ship, and I'm sure for you that's a hard choice. But if you were pushed, what would be your favorite ship and why?
My favorite ship would probably be the French ship Liberté, which used to be the Europa, because when I saw it as a kid, it had funnels that were bigger than life and masts that were taller than everything. It just was over the top. It was just the consummate ocean liner, and she just went down the Hudson with such presence. It was just magical, and that just me embodied what an ocean liner should be.
And also, I know because I've read your incredible seminal book on it, the SS United States has a special place in your heart, too.
Oh, she's in my top five, absolutely. American genius, the most gorgeous profile, mechanical wonder. I mean, what a saga. And, of course, today, like a bag lady, just sitting loitering in Philadelphia.
What do you think's going to happen to her?
I have a feeling we'll wind up getting a call that she's on her way to the Boneyard in India, which, in a way, will be her last rites. Or maybe she'll sink on the way to the Boneyard. But I do not, sadly, and I know people will shoot me for this, see her coming back as a cruise ship. I wouldn't run home and pack.
Yeah. I remember seeing her at age 10 and actually touching her when she was in Newport News next to the John F. Kennedy. And she's been a sad bag lady, as you say, since then.
You know, David, she's in the top five of ocean liner collectibles today. An ice bucket just sold for $4,800 from the United States. There's something about 50s, mid-century, and she's the embodiment of that Ozzie and Harriet period of, you know, simplistic stainless tables and sort of nondescript design. It's not the Art Deco that we cherish. It's a different kind, and she's like the hot ship right now.
Bill, you talk about your top five. Round out the top five for us.
I'd have to say the Normandy, the New Amsterdam of 38, and I probably would put something like the Caronia of 1948 in there. That's another gem of great ships that I loved and dear.
You know, I've heard all of your lectures when I was lucky enough to be aboard ship with you. Tell me what was so special about the Green Goddess, as you called her, the Caronia.
The Green Goddess was the world's first big luxury cruise ship, which today has been the forerunner of these wonderful ships like Crystal and others. 600 passengers, 600 crew, a lady living on board for 14 years, taking consecutive cruises, other ladies living on for 2 and 3 years. She was just the best served, best fed, not only of Cunard, but of the world in her day. In the 50s, she was the consummate floating country club roaming the world.
And of course, as we begin to wrap up this interview, if you want to hear more from Bill Miller, go to BillMillerAtSea.com. And of course, you can check out our website, LinerLore.com. You know, Bill, I remember when we first met, I thought, boy, there will be no one like Bill Miller. And of course, that is true. There is and will be no one like Bill Miller. But I've been pleased to say that a lot of people aboard ship are still interested in the great liners. And actually, now I'm beginning to talk about them. Can you give any advice to someone who wants to learn about the great liners and to anyone who is looking for more information on them, where to go?
Well, you can come to my website and many others, buy books. There are numerous wonderful videos, DVDs, out-onliners. Take a cruise if you have it. Enjoy what the sea has to offer. There are so many wonderful things to do. And, of course, if you're lucky enough, be on a ship with David or I and listen to our lectures.
Bill, as we tape this podcast, you're getting ready to go to sea again, no surprise. Tell us, for late 2007, early 2008, what's up next for you?
Well, I'm going on Crystal Symphony for a month up to the Baltic and Northern Europe, then QE2's 40th anniversary, then I'm on the Veen Dam, then I'm on the Century, and then Crystal Serenity, and then into the new year, other ships. But I am scheduled well into 2008 quite happily, so the bags stay pretty much packed.
Bill, I do understand there's a very special, first-of-a-kind, only one-of-a-kind occurrence happening, kind of a planetary conjunction, as you were, happening in New York Harbor on January 13th, 2008. Tell us about that.
I want you to call your airlines right now and book a ticket to New York, because Sunday, January 13th, first ever in history, Queen Mary II, Queen Elizabeth II, and the brand-new Queen Victoria will be in New York Harbor together for about 8 or 9 hours, arriving in the morning, sailing at 5, three queens at one time. History.
And obviously, Bill and I will be there with a podcast telling it to you right there.
I'm having my helicopter fixed as we speak so we can fly over the ships and just have fun.
Bill, any closing thoughts?
Cruising is the best vacation in the world. 40 new ships being built. Book passage now. If you have, book another one. It's the best vacation in the world.
Now, and also, Bill, before we go, I understand you have, 420 models in your room in there?
I have 1,000, actually, David, and I have little miniature piers in shipyards, and I play with them. Now, when I'm away, they're all on strike, of course, but I move them in and out of the docks with miniature tugboats, so the old days are rekindled.
And I guess you've counted them all.
Well, sometimes I do on a rainy night.
Yeah, I'll have to be careful with my luggage when I leave. We've been speaking with Bill Miller. Thank you, Bill, for speaking with us. And if you'd like to learn more about Bill Miller, Mr. Oceanliner himself, go to his website, billmilleratsea.com. This has been David Perry speaking to you for Liner Lore. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, David. Toot toot.